A look at an overlooked conservation pioneer. Aptitude Outdoors by Texas Fish and Game, contributing editor Paul Fusinski. William T. Hornaday was a pioneering figure in natural history and conservation. With an early passion for the natural world, he pursued education in this field, eventually leading to a career that began with an association with Ward's National Science Foundation in 1873. Hornaday's numerous expeditions, including significant trips to the Bahamas, Cuba, Florida, the West Indies, South America, Ceylon, Malaya, and Borneo, underscored his dedication to collecting and studying natural specimens. As part of my goal of communicating with you about the great outdoors, I feel a responsibility to occasionally share what I learn about fishing and hunting conservationist forefathers. Hornaday's appointment as chief taxidermist at the United States National Museum in 1882 allowed him to innovate in presenting animals within naturalistic settings, laying the groundwork for modern taxidermy and museum displays. This position also played a crucial role in the creation of the National Zoological Park in Washington, D.C. Hornaday's illustrious career was further highlighted by his 30-year tenure as the first director of the New York Zoological Garden, Bronx Zoo, where his leadership emphasized wildlife conservation and advanced zoological practices, setting new standards for zoos and animal conservation efforts worldwide. One of Hornaday's most notable achievements was his trailblazing work in saving the American bison from extinction. In 1886, he led an expedition to Montana under the auspices of the Smithsonian Institution to collect bison specimens, realizing the imminent danger the species faced. This highlighted the drastic decline in bison populations, once numbering in the tens of millions, which had fallen to fewer than 1,000 by 1893. Hornaday's findings were published in his report, The Extermination of the American Bison, in 1889, a seminal work that generated public support for bison conservation. His advocacy in this area led to the founding of the American Bison Society in 1905, with Hornaday as its president and Theodore Roosevelt as the honorary president. This society played a crucial role in establishing wildlife preserves and sourcing bison to repopulate these areas. By 1929, the bison population had grown to over 3,000, a testament to the effectiveness of Hornaday's efforts. In addition to his work with bison, Hornaday was a prolific author, having published almost 24 books and numerous articles on wildlife conservation. His 1913 book, Our Vanishing Wildlife, Its Extermination and Preservation, was particularly influential. Hornaday's writing not only educated the public about the importance of preserving wildlife, but also influenced legislative actions for wildlife protection. His establishment of the Permanent Wildlife Protection Fund in 1913 further underscored his commitment to the cause, providing a platform for his extensive lobbying for wildlife protection laws at both state and federal levels. William T. Hornaday significantly impacted the Boy Scouts of America, BSA, by founding the Wildlife Protection Medal in 1914 through his Permanent Wildlife Protection Fund. Awarded to scouts for substantial contributions to wildlife conservation, such as promoting animal protection, influencing wildlife legislation, restocking native species, or establishing game preserves, the medal's criteria were rigorous, leading to the first award 6 years later in 1920. Renamed in Hornaday's honor posthumously in 1937, this prestigious medal remains a key accolade within the BSA for notable efforts in conservation and ecology. William T. Hornaday's death in 1937 marked the end of a remarkable life dedicated to wildlife conservation. He passed away in Stamford, Connecticut, and was laid to rest at Putnam Cemetery in Greenwich, Connecticut. A year after his passing, in recognition of his substantial contributions to conservation, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt suggested that a peak in the Absaroka Range in Yellowstone National Park be named Mount Hornaday. This gesture was a fitting tribute to Hornaday's lasting impact on American wildlife conservation. Additionally, a street in the Bronx, New York, was named Hornaday Place, further commemorating his legacy. Although Hornaday accomplished many wonderful things in the world of wildlife conservation, criticisms arise particularly from his perspectives and actions that reflect the prejudices of his era, including instances of racial insensitivity and support for eugenics. For example, his role in the display of Oda Benga, a Congolese pygmy, at the Bronx Zoo in 1906 is a stark reminder of the era's racial attitudes and a deeply troubling aspect of his career. Additionally, Hornaday's advocacy for conservation was sometimes entangled with a rhetoric that prioritized certain species over others based on value judgments rooted in the same prejudiced worldview. These aspects of his work highlight the importance of evaluating historical figures in the full context of their actions and beliefs, recognizing the complexities and the need for critical reflection on their legacies. Reflecting on William T. Hornaday's enduring legacy highlights the ongoing critical importance of conservation. His life, although flawed, exemplified the powerful impact individuals can have on preserving wildlife, evident in the habitats and species he saved, and his influence continues to resonate through flourishing natural environments and the people he inspired. Honoring Hornaday means adopting his conservation ethos as a personal and collective responsibility. Engaging in local and global efforts, educating others, and supporting environmental initiatives are ways we can follow in his footsteps. Doing so not only pays homage to Hornaday's monumental contributions, but also supports the vital cause of preserving our planet for future generations to marvel at and cherish. You can find a short documentary about William T. Hornaday at www.aptitudeoutdoors.com. Email Paul Fusinski at contactus@fishgame.com. Thanks for listening.